I don't know about you, but every time I go to the grocery store, I'm in shock when the bill is all added up and everything. And it can be a struggle for someone on a limited budget to eat healthy. Today, we're talking with Dr. April Martin, UT Extension agent in DeKalb County. And April, what recommendations do you have that might help us avoid that shock?
Great question. Yeah, I can empathize with you there. Every time you go to the grocery store, it seems like prices keep going up. So the first thing I recommend to people is they need to, you know, before they even go, they need to determine what their budget is, how much they've set aside for their groceries that month. And it's also going to save you some money and time if you plan each meal for the week. And probably a week is what most people can handle. You can try to do for a whole month, but plan out what your meal's going to be for that week and write out each of the items that you're going to need. You know, of course, know how many people are going to be at each meal so you don't buy too much food. I like to use a calendar and just write out what each meal is going to be, even the snacks for the day. And each menu should include some of your basic, you know, healthy items like whole grain foods and at least one food from that has vitamin A in it, such as dark green or deep orange fruits and veggies, at least one vitamin C-rich food, such as citrus foods, strawberries, and broccoli. And also you want at least two servings of protein. And there are a lot of meat alternatives that will save you some money, such as dried beans, eggs, and peas. I like to keep a grocery list on my refrigerator where I can see it, and that way if I think of something I need to add to it, I can add it. So those are some general recommendations that might help a lot of people.
Once we get the menus together, we've got them all ready, and we're ready to go. We're ripping and raring and ready to go. What do we do when we get in the store? What can you help us with once we're in the store?
Good idea, yeah. So, well, let me back up just a little bit. Before you actually even go in the store, look at newspaper ads, online sales. You know, some people do online things, and some people still use the newspaper and coupons and things like that. So do that, you know, ahead of time if that works out for you. I will caution you, though. Coupons aren't always the best way. I know I get coupons sometimes, and it's for items that I don't regularly purchase. So if it's not something you buy, it's not really a good deal for you. But after you've got that lined up and you're actually in the store, a good thing to do is to compare prices with unit pricing. And nowadays, most grocery stores have that on the shelves. They've already got it calculated out for you, and you can see how much that item is per ounce, gram, pounds, whatever the unit measurement is. And that will kind of give you an idea if you're, because sometimes you'll look at something and think, just because the quantity of it and the price that you see, it looks like a good price, but until you calculate the unit price, you really don't know for sure. So that's one thing. Also, when purchasing fresh produce, buy items that are in season. If you're buying things that are out of season, they're normally going to be more expensive. Canned and frozen produce are also good price cutters, and there's even some research showing that frozen produce has more nutrients than the fresh. And if you think about it, after it's harvested and it's, you know, sanitized, cleaned and everything, and then it's frozen immediately, it retains a lot more nutrients than what would fresh would. It's a good idea to stock some commonly used pantry items such as spices, baking staples, canned items, you know, your common things that you use a lot, tomato sauce, chicken stock, peanut butter, cereals, pasta, rice. And lastly, one thing I'll say, this will save you a lot. Don't go to the store hungry, or don't go with hungry children. You know, if you take those children in there with you and they're hungry, they're going to be grabbing for everything. I know this from my own experience. And it's going to be difficult to purchase. Another thing is it's difficult to purchase only what's on your list. So only buy what's on your list.
Thanks, April. Dr. April Martin, UT Extension Agent, DeKalb County.